Yesterday we started Simen Tov Kuf Tzadi, which were the halakhas of the shear of Pkiyas. We went through the two shitas there, and the fact that you can choose either shita as long as you don't do a tarti desasri, meaning one shita has it that a trua is three simple sounds, the other one has it that a trua is nine simple sounds. Whatever the shear trua is, that's what the shear Pkiyas is. So, if you make a shvarim that is longer than three simple sounds, according to the first opinion, you've blown a tkiyah. So you're going with the second daya. If you're going with the second daya, you better have a long enough tkiyah, say in shvarim trua, that it should be as long as 18 simple sounds, 18 tremaiten. The Mishnah Brura there comes out that lahalacha, the ideal thing to do is that the tkiyah of tashrat should be 18 tremaiten, of tarat, and it should be nine, and every shever should be three tremaiten and not more. It should be just three tremaiten, and a trua should of course be nine. Now we go further. We'll be doing sifim dalet and hay. Sif dalet gimel shvarim tzarech lasosim b'neshima achas. The three shvarim you're supposed to blow within one breath because it's one kol, and the Mishnah Brura says that is ma'akev even to the Evid, although there are mekilim. Aval, gimel shvarim utrua de tashrat, what's with shvarim teruah? Yes, omim shein tzarech lasosam b'neshima achas. Some say that you don't do them in one breath, because, remember, this is a combination of a sigh of worry together with this wailing sound. Nobody stops in between. So you have to do it b'neshima achas according to this. It's supposed to be shvarim trua. You blow the shvarim, you wait kedei neshima, and then blow a trua. But don't wait more than that. Also, the Mishnah Brura says, don't blow shvarim trua, even according to the other opinion, the opinion we're about to learn, don't blow shvarim trua without any separation. Because according to the Mishnah Brura, the machlokas is, this opinion says that you should wait just kedei neshima and nothing more. The next opinion is going to hold that you should wait less than kedei neshima. V'yesh omrim shetzarech lasosam b'neshima achas, because it's considered one kol. V'yirei shemayim yetzi yidei kulam. What does yirei shemayim do to be yotzei them both? B'tkiyas d'miyushev yasa b'neshima achas. When the first tkiyas, you do it b'neshima achas. U'b'tkiyas hama'umid, the ones that are blowing in chazar sashatz, there you do it b'beis neshimas. Why in that order? Because many have the minhag of Rabbeinu Tam, and that is that in Chazar Shatz they just blew Tashrat, and they were hoping that this way, if it's Tarat Yer Yotze, if it's Tashat Yer Yotze, and if it's Tashrat Yer Yotze. So for them, the Mishnah Brura is saying that you should do it in two neshimas, because if you do it in neshima achas, then if the real sound is trua, then the shvarim disturbed. If the real sound was shvarim, then the trua disturbed. This way, by putting a break between the two, your yotze either tashrat or tashar or torat. Hago v'aminig ha-pashut lasas ha-kol b'beiz neshimis v'ein l'shanis. The Rama says our minig is to do it all with two neshimis. The Mishnah Brura brings down that, first of all, the Chai Odom does not bring down the hachra of the Rama. You should do it b'beiz neshimis, because we may as well do like the Mechaber, and this way your yotza all the shitas. So it is ideal that we do separate some of them with neshima achas, others without. All of them, there should not be a longer hefsik than kedei neshima. So for example, for shvarim trua, the makri should not say shvarim, and after he blows the shvarim, say trua, but the makri should say shvarim trua. The Mishnah Brura also brings down let's go a little further. Sifhei, im toka tkiya trua tkiya b'neshima achas yotza. What happens if you blew tkiya trua and tkiya together with one neshima? Your yotza v'yesh mishom or shalo yotza. These are three different sounds. This is not shvarim trua. This is tkiya trua tkiya. How do you blow them all b'neshima achas? You're turning it into one sound. The reason for the makilim is since they're separate sounds, you don't have to be mafsik between the two of them. Now, Lamaisa, the Mishnah Brura brings down the Gro who is Machriya like the first Deya, which means that you are Yotze B'di'evet. But still, L'chatchila, we do Tkiya, Trua Tkiya, in separate Neshimas, and the Makri actually calls them out separately.